We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. There is a Manhattan City Commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, and you're invited to tune in and participate in your local government. We bring this segment of In Focus on every couple weeks, twice a month, and we're getting an update from City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy. We've bounced around a little bit here on the general agenda. I will go on to the next item of interest, at least from my standpoint here, and that's item C. This has to do with a construction project for Sunset Zoo, and it's quite an extensive one. Tell us more.
Sure. Thank you, Brandon. This is a project that we've been working on for a long time. We took bids about a year ago in July of last year, and they came in substantially higher than what was budgeted for the project. And so over the past year, the staff and the trust of the Zoo Sunset Zoo Trust Foundation is providing a majority of the funding for the project. Have been working with the contractor, trying to find different methodologies to construct that isn't going to sacrifice the animal quality as well as the facility quality of the exhibits. And they've finally been successful in doing that. They have done some material substitution changes. They've done some other techniques, especially with the utility layouts, that will be less labor intensive. So they've been able to pull down the cost by about $800,000 to the proposed budget. It's about a $4.2 million project that we are excited to launch. This is Expedition Asia that the Zoo Trust has been fundraising for quite some time, and they've been able to come up with the, I guess I said, the majority of funding, about $2.2 million. The city has just over $2 million in funds that have been set aside for this project. They're part of the original quality of life sales tax item that fund the zoo exploration center, as well as the swimming pools, the aquatic center improvements. And after we made some improvements to that, there were funds left over. So it's an exciting opportunity and great support of fundraising in the community to support the zoo. And we'll meet significant improvements for our sloth bears, tigers, and leopards. So it'll be a great facility, certainly helps. It's really one of the first new exhibits in conjunction with the zoo master plan that was adopted a little over a year ago. And so we're excited about the opportunity to create this habitat improvement for the animals, but also a great new venue that will be a significant attraction, and also has some rentable space for special events.
All right. Mayor Reddy, any comments on this?
Yeah, I'm really excited that we're talking about this. You know, I've spoken with several of the trustees, and I know the Zoo Foundation has been working very committed and dedicated to this project. And I think they're excited to have it come to reality. We did set aside money, like Ron had mentioned a few years ago, the $2 million from the previous sales tax towards this. You know, fundraising is always difficult, but when you believe in a project and you are able to raise, you know, over $2 million, that shows the impact of the people that believe in the zoo, and that it is one of the true gems we have in the city of Manhattan. And I think, you know, this makes it, like I said, moving forward, this makes it a reality for those people and those wanting to invest even more in not only the zoo, but in other areas of town when they see things happening right before their eyes. It's pretty spectacular. So I'm looking forward to this discussion.
I know the zoo, like many places, has been hurting this year. I'm sure their revenues are way down. How much do you think this project will maybe help recoup that going forward, if at all?
Well, you know, since the zoo's reopened, we've had some good steady visitation, which has helped us a lot. But you're right, the the visitation has been off significantly to attractions everywhere. So, but this facility will be a great draw. All of the species that that will be part of that are on the species survival program. The zoo, this will really help solidify and maintain the zoo's international accreditation in the species survival program. So we think it'll be a very great attraction and some of the newest methodologies in zoo animal management and interaction are being put in place for it.
Okay. Well, exciting project all around, sounds like. Let's move along to another agenda item here. Item A is Interlaken Villas planned unit development. And Ron, I imagine you have some more information on that.
Sure. This is a development out in the Colbert Hills area, known as along Colbert Hills Drive and Vanesta, south of Colbert Hills Drive and west of Vanesta Drive. It's a proposal to develop about 21 single family detached as well as attached dwellings. It's in the form of a kind of a senior home plus residential community, which will consist of four single story buildings with 12 one-bed units for each building for a total of 48 units. The Home Plus designation is a licensing type of adult care homes by the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. So it's kind of a new feature to the community, and the planning board has reviewed this and does recommend approval, as does city staff.
All right. Mayor Reddy, anything on that one?
No, not really. I think, you know, the like I said, the planning board did have their input on it. I mean, it'll be good for discussion, but I think this is, anytime we talk about seniors and housing for our senior citizens, I think this is something to consider and much needed in our community.
Okay. The other item on the general agenda tonight is regarding the Flint Hills Regional Council update and membership services. I imagine this will probably be a discussion about kind of where the city's at in terms of being a part of that.
So, no, it's really just a kind of a annual update. Christy Rodriguez, of course, has recently moved in as the executive director of the Flint Hills Regional Council. The city's been a member from it from the start. And so the regional council has been very active in obtaining some grants. I know Christy wants to report on some new ones that were just recently announced as well, and how those are helping Manhattan, and that also just cover what the city's membership dues are. We have budgeted in the 2021 budget for that already, but I think she's just wanting to give an update on how those funds are being utilized.
Okay. There is a public hearing as well tonight. I kind of skipped over that part. I saw it on here, but then I didn't have it on one of my pages. So the public hearing has to do with alley improvements, I believe, near Aggieville, kind of near Aggieville.
Yeah, this is north of Aggieville. It's the 1200 block alley between Kearney and Battier Street. So North Manhattan would be on its west side, and 12th Street would be on its east side. So it's that alley. It's a pretty broken up alley. You might recall there was an analysis of the alleys in this urban core in the multi-family district area, where we've seen a lot of conversion to apartments over the years and higher density for that. And some of the alleys are in really bad shape. The commission passed a policy a couple years ago relative to how we might improve some of those alleys. Again, typically we would have a group of homeowners who live, who have property along that alley, that would petition the city for improvements and then agree to pay a share of that over a period of time in order to improve it. Or it could be done in conjunction with new construction if there's a majority of landowners that want to do that. lacking a clear majority of landowners that want to do that, we have what's called a public hearing route, where it just, you can't just continue to allow that to deteriorate, becomes a burden on the city to maintain it. And so there's a need and a desire to improve it. And so the way we establish this improvement district is to hold this public hearing, and the commission can determine whether or not it's a public improvement that needs to move forward. And then if that is granted, then the improvements are made and the assessment is done to the adjacent property owners to help pay for that improvement. In this particular area, almost the alley serves to access parking behind most of the apartments and other houses in this particular area. This particular block is all rental property. And so this is an opportunity for individuals who may support it to come forward, or who oppose it to come forward and make the case in front of the commissioners as to why or why it shouldn't be done. And the method of paying for it is also anticipated to be discussed as well, which again, there is no city at large participation in the actual pavement improvement. We are recommending that we do some stormwater improvements, which would be the city's responsibility, and we would fund that portion of the project. So it would be cost effective to do it all at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a rough little area there. It almost looks like a roadway, especially when you look on the map here, but it's just the little single alley, and I'm sure those are not easy to maintain.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll come back and continue the conversation here with Ron Fear and Mayor Yush Reddy after this. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.